Hey everybody, another Monday, and we're jumping into Luke 19 today, and I am so tempted to sing you a song to start out today, but I want you to keep this playing, so I won't do it, because we're going to talk about Zacchaeus, the wee little man today. Luke 19, Luke is the only gospel writer that tells us about Zacchaeus, and so I want to read this short account to you, and then talk about it. Jesus entered Jericho. Now, Jericho was a town that was just north and a little bit east of Jerusalem. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Now, I've talked to you so many times, if you've been part of our church, about the selfishness of tax collectors. I've talked about the fact that they were hated by their own people. They were Jewish people hired by the Romans to collect taxes and then to take as much extra as they wanted to pad their own pockets. This tells us that he wasn't just a run-of-the-mill tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. So he was extra hated by his own people, and he was wealthy. We also know that Matthew was a tax collector. Isn't that interesting that Jesus chose a tax collector to follow him as a disciple? And as well as in Matthew 18, we've recently talked about dealing with people that sin against us. And Jesus tells us to, if they don't listen after correction and pointing out their sin, that at the last step is to treat them as a tax collector. So let's see how Jesus treats this tax collector today. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Now, as you can imagine, verse 7, as the people saw this, they began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Boy, this really reminds me that at the very beginning, when Jesus chose Matthew to be one of his followers, the religious folks had a problem with it because Jesus went to Matthew's house and had a party with sinners. You remember that? That just came to mind just now. So where were we? So the people began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." They were put off by this. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That's it. That's the account of Zacchaeus. You know, Zacchaeus obviously knew about Jesus. Otherwise, he wouldn't have jumped up in that sycamore tree, climbed up in the branches to see Jesus. He knew about Jesus. He was intrigued by Jesus. But you know, Zacchaeus was searching for more. Sounds like he had all the money he could need. He was wealthy. He was a chief tax collector. So it doesn't look like he needed more money or was searching for more money as usual. But he was searching for something that was more important, something that had eluded him to that point in his life, that had kept him from finding peace and meaning and truth in his life. And he decided he would do anything, even giving up half of his possessions, in order to follow Jesus. So even if it cost him, he wanted to be a disciple. You know, Zacchaeus didn't just open the door of his house to Jesus that day. He opened the door of his house. Andy opened the door of his heart to Jesus. You know, as I think about this account, I recognize that there are people all around us that are intrigued by Jesus, who've heard about Jesus. They kind of know who Jesus is, but they don't know Jesus. They haven't opened up the door of their heart to Jesus. And these people, like Zacchaeus, they really want to be seen. And so they climb up the ladder of success in this world, searching for significance, when what they're really looking for is Jesus. Do you know how big of an impact we can have on those Zacchaeuses in our world today? You know, what would it look like if we took small steps by telling people who know about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus? What would it look like if we committed to praying for them? If we told them that we were praying for them? I told my waitress at the restaurant this morning that I was praying for her. She said, "Thanks, that means a lot." Now, maybe next time I'm in that particular restaurant, I'll take it a step further and ask her what I can pray for her specifically. But there's people all around us looking for meaning, looking to be seen, wanting to be seen, and the most important one to be seen by is Jesus. Remember the God who sees me? Think about that today as you read the account of Zacchaeus in Luke 19.